nettled, and the answer is right in front of my pointy nose if I'd bloody well focus on it, I suddenly realize. Yes, she prompts, noticing my pause. Those guys who officially didn't abduct you. I take a sip of coffee and wince. I'm not used to the instant stuff she uses. And who weren't officially talking about sacrificing you. I want you to tell me everything you didn't officially tell anyone who debriefed you. Like the whole truth. What makes you think I didn't tell... She stops. Because you were afraid nobody would believe you. Because you were afraid they'd think you were a nut. Because there were no witnesses and nobody wanted to believe anything had happened to you in the first place because they'd have to fill in too many forms in triplicate and that would be bad. Because you didn't owe the bastards anything for fucking up your life, if you'll excuse my French. I wave a hand in the general direction of the doorway. I believe you. I know something really stinks around here. If I can figure out what it is, stopping it features high on my list of priorities. Is that enough for you? Mo grimaces, a strikingly ugly expression. What's to say? Lots. Your call. If you won't tell me what happened, I can't try and sort things out for you. She sips her coffee as it cools. After we met, I went home thinking everything was going to be okay. You or the Foreign Office or whoever would sort things out so I could come home. It was all just a mix-up, right? I'd get my visa sorted out and be allowed to go back home without any more problems. Another mouthful of coffee. I walked back to my condo. That's one of the things I liked about UCSC. The town's small enough you can walk anywhere. You don't have to drive, as long as you don't mind getting to SF being a royal pain. I was turning over a problem I'm working on, a way to integrate my probability formalism with Dempster-Shafer logic. Anyhow, I stopped off at a convenience store to buy some stuff I was running out of, and who should I run into but David? At least, I thought it was David. She frowns. I thought he was out east, and I really didn't want to see him anyway. I mean, I'm over him. He's history. What makes you think it wasn't your ex-husband? I ask. Nothing at the time. He just turned round from the counter and smiled at me and said, "Can I give you a lift home?" And I sort of... She trails off. It offered you a lift home, I echo. What do you mean, it? I close my eyes. You got yourself into some really smelly shit there. Say some son of a bitch wants to abduct somebody. They have to get a victim profile, samples from the victim. It's not simple, not just messing around with hair or fingernail clippings for the DNA. But suppose they get it. Then they invoke, generate a vector field oriented on the victims. Yeah, I'll take that bit on trust. Okay, then. I'll give you some references tomorrow. Basically, it's what used to be called an incubus, a demon lover. Something the victim won't resist because they don't want to resist. It's not actually a demon. It's just a hallucination, like a website generated by customer relationship management software from hell. A lure? Yes, that's it exactly. A lure. I placed my unfinished mug down between my feet. She shudders, looks worried. Maybe I wasn't over him as thoroughly as I wanted to be. I know the feeling, I say, thinking of Mary. She shakes herself. Anyway, next thing I know, I'm sitting in the back of a Lincoln and some guy I don't know who's wearing a Nehru suit and a beard is sticking a pistol in my side, and he says something like, "American bitch, you have been selected for a great honor." And I say, "I'm not American," and he just sneers. Her hand is shaking so badly that coffee slops on the floor. It doesn't matter. What happens next? I ask, trying to get her over the emotional hump. Over there they hold grudges for a long time. Some of the Pathans are probably still plotting their revenge for Lord Elphinstone's expedition. We drive around for a bit and head out of town, northbound on Highway 1. Then the car pulls up to this house and the driver opens a door and they push me in through a side door into the house. The driver's wearing that long baggy shirt and trousers you see on TV, and a scarf around his head, and he's got a beard too. They push me through the kitchen and into a closet with a light, then shut the door, and I hear them chain the door handles together. Someone else comes in and they talk for a bit. Then I hear a door slam. That's when I pulled out my mobile phone and called you. You overheard them talking. What about? I wasn't concentrating much. Tell the truth. She puts the cup down on the floor. Its saucer is swimming in coffee. I was afraid they were going to rape me. Really afraid. I mean, this was kidnapping. What would you expect? When they didn't, when they were talking, it was almost worse. Does that make any kind of sense? The waiting. But he, the one I didn't see, he had a deep voice, some accent. Sounded German to me. Thick, gravelly, lots of sibilance. Had to keep repeating himself to the others, the Middle Eastern men. The opener of the ways requires the wisdom, he kept saying. It needs information. I think one of the Middle Eastern guys was objecting because after a bit there was a noise like... She pauses and swallows. Like downstairs. And I didn't hear him again. I shake my head. This isn't making any sense so far. Hastily. No, I'm not saying you're wrong. I just can't figure out how it fits together. That's my problem, not yours. I drain my coffee and wince as it hits my stomach and sits there, burning like a lump of molten lead. Sounds like they were talking about a blood sacrifice. That's the sacrifice of knowledge, right? Middle Eastern guys, an incubus, German accent. You're sure it was German? Yes, she says gloomily. At least, I think it was German. Middle European, for sure. That really is odd. Which distracts me and catapults my train of thought right into terra incognita, because there are no usual suspects in the occult field in Germany. The Abwehr's Rosenberg Gruppe and any survivors of the Thule Gesellschaft were shot trying to escape by late June 1945. The camp guards were mostly executed or pulled long prison sentences. The higher-ups responsible for the Ahnenerbe SS were executed. The whole country turned into a DMZ as far as the occult is concerned.